It's Miracle on Broad Street in support of CFAX Santa's Anonymous. Call in with your donation, 778-561-1070, or donate online to CFAXSantas.com. Now, the Miracle on Broad Street continues on CFAX 1070.
Give us that call at 778-561-1070 as the Miracle on Broad Street Radiothon for CFAX Santa's Anonymous continues with me, Ryan Price, and Louise Hartland, who's here, and some fine Victoria firefighters who are just joining us.
Yeah, and part of really the heart and soul of Santa's Anonymous as well, and we'll talk about that, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, let's introduce Captain Chris Buey. Hello, how are you?
Hi there, good evening.
Thanks for being here. And nice. Marco Dolcetti.
Hey.
Welcome, and I'll get you to tuck right into that microphone there, so we're going to get you both both involved. And what Louise just said is so true, that Victoria firefighters have gone back in the history of CFAX Santa's Anonymous and been so intertwined with this charity for so long. It's always wonderful to have you here on the Miracle on Broad Street, but also just here doing so much more behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's been awesome. The Greater Victoria Firefighters Charitable Foundation consists of the regional area of Esquimalt, Oak Bay, Santa Chan, Victoria, and each year we come together at this time of year and put everything together and come down for the Miracle on Broad.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Marco, talk more about what it means for firefighters themselves to be involved in this.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge for us. I mean, obviously, being charitable is a big part of who we are as firefighters. I mean, throughout the year, we do a ton of different events and make sure that we sort of gain as much money as we can sort of to give back to the community, and it's gone super well this year, and hopefully we can continue to make it go that much better following years.
How do you, oh sorry, Louise, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, your teams are obviously in the communities, you see the need, mm-hmm. and so giving to a charity like this, you must really kind of see where that goes.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Obviously through all the calls we do, I mean, you see a lot of hardships. I mean, whether it's, you know, a single mother in need or, you know, people sort of within the Pandora region, it's hard out there for a lot of people. So whenever we do things like this, it's beneficial for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how do you raise the money?
There's several different ways. I mean, I think Oak Bay does a sausage fest.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do the sausage fest.
Yeah. And Esquimalt does their rib fest. So those are great money makers for them. And hopefully we can continue to do those things. Victoria, we've done sort of a gala in years past, and hopefully we can do one upcoming. So we'll see. Hopefully we can.
Wonderful.
And don't forget the Greater Victoria Firefighter Calendar that is out on
right now. Who could forget about that?
That is a very, very big hit and a very great stocking stuffer.
Okay, well, there you go. And available for sale now, I'm assuming.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah.
I actually have a complaint because the pictures on the back are too small. You can't really see. Like, you have to, you know, like, and they're wrapped, so
make
you can't.
But that's
actually a good selling tactic because you really have to buy them to get a good look at what's happening in the calendar.
And I also just want to say thank you because again, firefighters are so involved with the deliveries, all the food hampers, all the toy bags, or scratch that, reverse it, that we put together and are delivering. I mean, it's the firefighters that do those deliveries. So thank you.
And helping with pickups too.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a team of firefighters that help both for our pickup for the families that come. Like more than 1,000 families this year are going to be picking up their hampers, and the firefighters are going to take them out to their cars. So, we always get hands up as well from the firefighters to come out and help for those things. So why is that such an important thing for?
I don't know. It's always just been such a great thing to do over the course of those 3 or 4 days. You know, like Marco said, we're being in those tough areas of our region, picking up the hampers from the location and the warehouse and driving them to these homes and meeting the people face to face and dropping them at their doors and stuff is kind of what we do. We're out there in those communities and we enjoy the delivery end of it.
Well, thank
you. As firefighters, and it's a great way to spend a weekend for sure.
You know what's happened? So a fire truck pulled up just a few moments ago in front of the building here. We can see it because we're broadcasting from the street-level studio we have at 1420 Broad Street. We've got this big window out onto Broad Street, and this fire truck pulled up.
Yeah.
And I think I saw something magical arrive.
Yeah.
May have.
On that fire truck.
Yeah.
What were you guys carrying?
Marco, what were we carrying in that fire truck today?
Well, we may have been carrying Santa Claus.
Maybe may Santa have. Claus.
Santa Claus?
Ho, ho, ho.
Wow, Santa Claus is here and he came on a fire truck.
I am here.
That happens.
I'd like to let you know that Santa has a special relationship with all the fire departments all across the planet. But a special shout out to the Victoria Fire Department, because at the moment I can only land on a Class 5 roof. And you folks here at CFAX have a Class 10 roof.
I love this. Yeah. Santa.
Yes.
If I can call you Santa.
Yeah, of course. My name.
Can you? Not Mr. Claus. Not. No, I mean, so may Santa? I be so formal, you know, impersonal. So can you hold on the line?
I can.
Because we need to take a news break here at CFAX 1070. And I hate to put Santa on hold here, but we're going to come back. And I've got some questions for you on behalf of hopefully some children out there who have some questions for Santa, which I would love to ask in just a moment.